You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Futsal is a fast-paced and skillful game, and there's a new club in Hertfordshire that's on the lookout for new members. Here to tell us more from Hearts VI Futsal Club is Dan Guerra. Dan, welcome into RNIB Connect Radio.
Yeah, thanks, Al. Good morning, all.
For people who might not be familiar with the sports, can you just explain what futsal is and how it's played?
Yeah, so it's a futsal is a sort of adaptation of normal game of football. So it's played indoors. It's five-a-side. It's played with a heavier ball. So it's a size four ball they play with. It's a heavier, so it has less bounce. And I believe its origins are from South America. So I think the Brazilians started it originally, and a lot of their youth teams play it. So it's a quite fast-paced, skillful game. I say in terms of how we've got into it, the partially sighted league is what they use in their form of football. So in terms of that, obviously it's indoors, everything's a constant, the goals are the same, the lines are the same. So it's a very, very much better form of football for the partially sighted. So there's a league that runs monthly with clubs all across the country. That's how it's all going to come about, really. I didn't. My son's partially sighted. He has been for about 18 months after a cancer battle, and he was obviously enjoyed his football before. We started the only team in the southeast, literally in the whole of the southeast, is London Metro, based down in Leighton and East London, which is a great setup. Gareth runs it there. Really good operation. They train Tuesdays and some Saturdays, and they also compete in the leagues. But however, obviously work commitments. Living in Hertfordshire, that made it very, very difficult to get down to Leighton for sort of 7 o'clock on a Tuesday evening. So I did look locally, see if there's any other clubs, and there wasn't. Hence why I've sort of moved forward and got a constituted club registered, and hoping to build something in the Hearts, Beds, Bucks area for partially sighted individuals who would like to get involved.
That's amazing. The club has a session coming up for new players on Tuesday, the 11th of November. Tell us about what's involved.
Yes. So basically, it's a little bit of a taster session. We want to give people the opportunity to come and come and have a session, come and have a training session, try to do some drills, obviously meet like-minded people who are partially sighted and interested in not only sort of the fitness aspect of it, obviously the social side. And just want to offer the opportunity for anyone that's involved interested to come along. And hopefully they enjoy sort of the hour we've got there. And off the back of that, we're hoping to sort of make it a weekly regular training session, stroke meeting. And the long-term goal is to develop and build a team that can then eventually compete in the partially sighted league with the other teams.
And what are the requirements for taking part in training? Do you need a certain level of sight or to even have played the game before?
So it's partially sighted in terms of the grading. It's sort of the partially sighted league is B2 to B4. Needs to be age 16 plus. But apart from that's all. If you've never kicked a ball, never played the game, it makes no difference. But we're not interested in sort of having ready-made footballers or futsal players come along. We just really want to offer the opportunity to anybody that is interested in a bit of fitness, the social aspect of it, joining a team. Yeah, just the opportunity to come and play, really.
And is it the opportunity for maybe players who are established in other clubs and have actually started their journey with the sport to maybe play in a club that's maybe more local to them as well?
Oh, definitely. Yes, definitely. Yeah, I mean, it's literally open to anybody. But players that are maybe sort of attached to others. I know there's a couple of other paying disability teams that have vision impaired that play sort of a bit more of the traditional five-a-side football. Yeah, it's literally open to anybody that wanted to come and play. There's no restrictions at all.
Well, how can people get in touch to sign up and take part on Tuesday the 11th of November or even to get involved with the team in the future?
Yeah, sure. Obviously, they can drop me an email, give me a call. I did have a post with some information on that, but my email address is my name, so it's daniel.guerra@sky.com. So you can drop me an email there. My contact number is 07946 600 922. So they can drop me a message or give me a call. I say it's either way. Obviously, I can reserve a space for Tuesday. So we've got an idea of numbers so we can plan accordingly with the session. And hopefully we can get some good numbers for it.
Well, we look forward to following the journey of Hearts VI Futsal Club. That training session is on Tuesday, the 11th of November between 6:30 and 7:30 p.m. at Stevenage Arts and Leisure Centre. But for now, Dan Guerra, thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
No, pleasure. Thank you very much.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.